नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम एथ कैंटो चैप्टर 12 एंटाइटल्ड मोहिनी मूर्ति बिबिल्डर्स लॉर्ड शिवा टेक्स्ट 15 श्री भगवान उवाच कौतूहलाय दैत्यानां योषि द्वेषो मया धृतः पश्यता सुरकार्याणि गते पीयूषभाजने. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, when the demons took away the jug of nectar, I assumed the form of a beautiful woman to bewilder them by directly cheating them and thus to act in the interest of the demigods. Purport. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead assumed the form of the beautiful woman, Mohini Murti, the demons were certainly captivated. But the demigods present were not. In other words, those who maintain a demoniac mentality are bewildered by the beauty of a woman. But those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, or even those on the platform of goodness, are not bewildered. The Supreme Personality of Godhead knew that because Lord Shiva is not an ordinary person, he cannot be bewildered even by the most beautiful woman. Cupid himself tried to invoke Lord Shiva's lusty desires in the presence of Parvati, but Lord Shiva was never agitated. Rather, the blazing fire from Lord Shiva's eyes turned Cupid to ashes. Therefore, Lord Vishnu had to think twice about what kind of beautiful form would bewilder even Lord Shiva. Consequently, he was smiling gravely. As stated in the previous verse, Prahasya Bhava Gambhiram. A beautiful woman generally cannot induce Lord Shiva to be lusty. But Lord Vishnu was considering whether there was any form of woman who could enchant him. So, today is a very auspicious day. It is the day where all over people are observing Shivaratri. And approaching Lord Shiva with different aspirations, motivations, interests. But amazingly, Lord Shiva is such a personality that he is ready to accommodate and extend and satisfy all of them. A real Vaishnava, Vanchakalpataru Bhascha. Vanchakalpataru. Whatever we ask, he gives. That's why he's also called Ashutosh. Very easily pleased. Sometimes people don't know how to please him. They have concoct their own ways of how to do it. I've seen very, very unique kind of vows that people take. Concocted by themselves. And they do just to please Lord Shiva. And amazingly, he sees the intent behind that and reciprocates. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhube Vacha. Really, ocean of compassion. Patitanam Pavanebhyo. Even the most. Actually, specifically meant for the super fallen. naturally people are attracted. He situates himself in also such a position that very naturally people are attracted, amazingly compassionate to anyone and everyone who comes to him. Patitanam pavanibhyo Vaishnave bhyo namo namaha Vaishnavanam mithasham. So it's a very auspicious day, and coincidentally we are discussing in the Srimad Bhagavatam another very amazing pastime where Lord Shiva is asking his worshipable Lord Vishnu, you showed that Mohini Murti to the demigod, to the demons and the demigods. I was not there. There was no video recording. I want to see that form. I said, you want to see that form? Who is Lord Shiva? Troll, Kshiram, Tatha, Yatha, Dadhivikar, Vishesha Yoga. Lord Shiva is someone who is not a Jiva Tattva, to be influenced by the three modes of material nature the way we get influenced. So Lord Vishnu is thinking, Prahasya Bhava Gambhiram. He was smiling. What kind of a request is this? And Bhava Gambhiram, really have to do something very special effect. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Because he will not be, he is the Lord of Durga, the material energy. She is his wife. She is completely surrendered to him. So there is no question of she influencing him. There is no question of that. He is her Lord. So then only the internal energy has to put him in that bewilderment. So that bewilderment is totally different from the bewilderment that we see. However, a very, very powerful lesson is being taught by the combined effort of these two great personalities. It's like sometimes a drama is put up to teach the audience some lesson. So this is a beautiful drama being where, in actually speaking, Lord Shiva is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom he worships within the core of his heart. And Lord Vishnu is actually showing the glories of Lord Shiva. Truly. For all to see, for all time to come. To his real glory. How he is absolutely beyond bewilderment of material nature. But simultaneously, what is his consciousness? What is his attitude within? How does he take such kind of a seemingly embarrassing situation in his life? Really, really embarrassing in that sense. In front of his wife, in front of all the great sages, all his followers, all his worshippers in the whole universe, because Mohini Murti was running all over. He was running behind all over. Can you just imagine? Very difficult to imagine that, but at least from our level we can imagine some very, very highly renounced person. All his disciples are sitting and is giving a class. Maybe very powerfully. And then or his disciple is sitting and giving class. And his grand disciples are sitting and listening. And then one just woman runs. And then they say their worshipable master running behind them. And they're all discussing about how we should be renounced, how we should not be bewildered by Maya. It's actually an amazing scene. And fully focused. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. He's absolutely not bothered about where I am running. Who is watching me? Even a lusty man, however lusty is, thinks at least few seconds before, where am I running? Who are around me? Of course, an absolutely lusty person, when he is fully bewildered, becomes totally shameless. Totally shameless. That's the power of lust. Sammohat, smriti vibhramaha, smriti bhramshat, buddhi nasho, buddhi nashat pranashyati. That's the power of lust, as Krishna says in the Gita. Dhyayato vishayan pumsa sangaste shupajayate, sangat sanjayate kama. So, this is an amazing way of each one trying to glorify the other. If you really actually see it and hear it from a proper source, we will come to a proper conclusion and take proper lessons. Otherwise, people may keep on fighting for the rest of eternity about who is who, what is why it's happening and all that. That's why Bhagavatam speaks very clearly. It's amazing. You know, it's not mincing with words. Clearly, this is a fact. This is exactly what happened. And we are not ashamed to speak these pastimes openly in public. Sukadev Goswami is not hesitating. Vyasadeva has not hesitated to write it. Because if we see it from a proper perspective, it's actually their glorification and also our purification by learning proper lessons. So, if we really want to celebrate a day dedicated to someone, then if you really want to know someone, you want to know that person's heart, his qualities. That is really knowing a person. What is his heart? Superficial knowing is, how does he look like? How tall, how fair? That's superficially knowing a person. But then, really knowing that person, the heart of the matter, is actually knowing his glorious qualities and also his consciousness, his attitude, his whole disposition, his heart. Lord Shiva executes a dual role with respect to this creation. One role is that of annihilator, Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya. Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva take the role of devatas in terms of executing duties of creation, maintenance and destruction. A second aspect of Lord Shiva, this is his functional aspect with the relationship with the world. But the other aspect is his internal aspect. He accepts the worship. In that functional role, he accepts worship, he reciprocates. Sometimes people ask for something which is not good for them, not beneficial for others also. Still, because they have done the required kind of tapasya, he gives them. Merciful. But when people approach trying to really understand what is the ultimate goal of life, how does he reciprocate with them? It is described in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Maharaj Prithu, his son was Antardhan, who chased Lord Indra away but did not kill him. Therefore, Indra gave him the name Antardhan. That means he could disappear whenever he wanted, become invisible. Very powerful person. His son was Havirdhan, and his son was Prachina Barhi. This also comes in the fourth canto, just after Prithu Maharaj's pastime. So, Maitreya Muni is telling the pastime of Prithu Maharaj and talks about Prachina Barishad and talks about his sons, the Prachetas, whom Lord Shiva showed special mercy. So immediately, Vidura, being very interested, when two great souls meet, people want to know, what do they discuss? Suppose we say, this so-and-so personality came and this great personality. They both came together, you know, and they were talking. Kya? Kya baatchit kya? What did they discuss? Because when two great souls come together, they discuss great topics in great detail and great depth. And therefore, immediately Vidura was very interested. He said, what did they discuss? What happened? What did they ask? How did he come? Exactly. And then it is described how the Prachina Bari was a powerful Prajapati and he begot 10 sons, the Prachetas. And he told them, now get married and create progeny. He gave them a duty, he gave them a service. And he told them also, for this, prepare yourself. Qualify yourself to do this service. Become the king, obviously. Emperor of the whole planet. Emperors of the whole planet. And therefore he said, first of all, you should qualify yourself by strengthening your mind and purifying your heart. It's very interesting that the father, as a real father, is giving his son a real instruction, the instruction. Yes, you have to execute your service, but to execute your very, very important service that you have as kings, you should qualify yourself by developing the mental strength and the purity. Purity is developed by devotion and mental strength is developed by austerity. Therefore, my dear children, perform austerity of worshipping the Supreme Lord. Tapo divya putraka yena sattvam shuddhet yasmat brahma saukhyam dvanantam. Rishabdev also told his sons the same instruction. Tapo divyam putraka, do tapasya. Tapasya means voluntary inconvenience, accepting voluntary inconvenience. And inconvenience means you should learn to tolerate. Nobody likes inconvenience. Everyone wants to move towards comfort zone. Everyone wants to be very comfortable in this world. And what to speak of inconvenience and accepting voluntarily. But that teaches us art of tolerance. And tolerance comes in the mind. A restless mind can't tolerate anything. When it's hot, it wants it cool. When it is cool, he wants it hot. Always wanting what is not. Fan is not on, you want on. When it is too cold, then you want to put it off. Therefore, in the villages, no problem. There is no fan, so you just have to tolerate. Aaj thoda thanda hai, haan thanda hai. Aaj garam hai, garam hai. Khidki kholo, baitho bas. Kya kare? Because in Kali Yuga, we have to create some facility just so that people can peacefully hear. Otherwise, you know, they become restless. They can't sit for a long time. They can't stand for a long time. Everything is very difficult. Because in Kali Yuga, they did 10,000 years of austerity underwater. Very inconvenient position. Prabhupada writes in the purport, that is not required. Only tapasya is chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra. Devotion and austerity, everything is there in that. Purification is there and mental strength. Unless you have a strong mind, you can't chant 16 rounds for the rest of your life. Just do that. That's enough tapasya for you. Even that is very difficult. So, they did develop actually. Purity means actually realizing I am servant of Krishna. Once you are in the mood of servant of Krishna, then it doesn't matter any position you accept. You use that position to serve Krishna in a wonderful way. But if the tolerance by performing austerity and if that purity is not there by performing proper devotion service, then anything can be bewildering and distracting, confusing. We see Lord Shiva is totally agitated, embarrassed, everything. Absolutely undisturbed at the end of it. He's so happy. He's not at all embarrassed. He's glorifying his Lord. Just see my Lord. How wonderful my master is. He exposed what is my actual position. Of course, he exposed actually what is his position. That he cannot be bewildered by any of these things. The Lord had to really think deep. How can I, you know, give him experience of what the demons underwent. He can't undergo like that. He's not an ordinary person. So it's a mutual glorification. So anyway, so these prachetas went. And it is described, they walked towards the western side. And they went near a beautiful lake, which was so still. It was actually a huge lake, like almost like a bay of a sea. And the lake was crystal clear like a mirror. It is described, it was as peaceful and still as the mind of a great sage. It's very interesting. When a mind is still, then you can see inside. We went to Ramanujacharya's place at Melukote. There is a place that is called, there is another name also, which Ramanujacharya gave, I don't remember that. And now another name that is called is Moti Talab. If you put one Moti inside that Talab, you can see it very clearly. Clearly see what is inside. Very crystal clear. Because there are no, it's very still and you can easily see. So, they saw that. even the aquatics within that lake were very peaceful, having taken full shelter of that lake. So Prabhupada explains in the purport, only a great sage, a great devotee of the Lord, can remain peaceful in all situations of the dualities in this world. Why? One time Prabhupada was walking near the Pacific Ocean beach and he asked, Pacific Ocean is not very actually, it was a very still sea at that time. So he asked his disciples, why is this ocean still? Why is this ocean still? The water is not moving, Prabhupada. Whatever, I don't know. I don't know if they must have said something. He was not said. He says, no. This is very still because it is very deep. Pacific Ocean is very deep. Therefore, it is still on top. When it is very small, even small thing, if you agitate a little, everything shakes up. But if it is very deep body of water, whatever happens, it's not disturbed. So a very grave and thoughtful and deeply realized person, understanding I am not the body, I am the soul, dhirastatra namuhyati, such a person can tolerate all situation undisturbed and pursue his ultimate goal of life. And anyone who takes shelter of such a great soul, he also can experience peace of mind by following those instructions of such great personalities and sincerely trying to execute it to the best of our ability. Even we neophytes can experience that stillness of the mind to some extent. And they decided, wow, we're going to settle here. We will do austerity here. Seeing the Prachetas' mood, what was their mood? Their mood was, they took the order of their father, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead and undergo austerity, purify yourself and strengthen your mind. They took the shirodhar, shirasa adhaya. They took it upon their head, which means they took those instructions very seriously. Father, king, guru, it is their responsibility. Guru na sasyad, vajra na sasyad, namo chayetat samupeta mrityum. They should discipline their subordinates in such a way for their ultimate benefit. That is a real father. That is a real king. That's a real guru. Discipline, not simply just by any way, whatever is necessary to regulate. Not discipline sometimes today has a bad connotation. But regulate. Do whatever is necessary. But regulate the activities of their subordinates in such a way that they are actually benefited. And the glory of a proper subordinate is they should take the instructions as heart and as a life and soul, and when we take the instruction of spiritual master, vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in this purport to this particular verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Right, it's a beautiful purpose. One, the disciple should take this instruction of the spiritual master as his life and soul. Meditate on the order and find means by which he can perfectly worship and execute that instruction. Worship that instruction. Chittete koriho aikya arna koriho moneyash. Like 10 commandments, you know, I've seen that movie. The instruction just comes like, those instructions come like thunderbolts and strike the two stone tablets and They just strike like, you know, like drill, you make some thing. And then the two tablets, Moses brings them from the Mount Sinai. He just walks in. He said, five commandments here, five commandments here. These are the Lord's instruction. They are permanently inscribed on this stone. Now follow them. So similarly, our acharyas say, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete Koriyo Aikya. Aikya means inscribe it. Arna Koriho Mone Asha. So because the Prachetas took those instructions of their father, a real father, because he had been trained by Narada Muni to become a great devotee. Initially he was a fruitive actor, but he was engaged in fruitive activities, but his Narada Muni's instructions, he was completely purified. And he was giving proper instructions, and they took it properly. With this attitude, they went to execute. They wanted to worship the Supreme Lord and ready to undergo any austerity that is required to do that. Their readiness, their way of accepting the instruction, and their mood of trying to execute to the best of their ability, capacity. This mood pleased Lord Shiva so much that he, along with his associates, Gandharvas, Kinnaras, beautiful musical band, he appeared from the lake on his own. Prachetas was not looking for him. When a person sincerely desires to understand, surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord actually comes. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyamana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadepaya Bhaktilata Bij. The Lord in the heart, when he sees that attitude, he sends his representative. He walks into our life and gives us instructions by following which we can achieve the perfection. By the Lord's mercy we get a guru, by Guru's mercy we get the Lord. So Lord Shiva appears. Actually, it is described in the purport. Lord Shiva is rarely seen. Rarely seen. Very rare to see Lord Shiva. But simultaneously, why? Because it is very rare to see such kind of devotees. Manushanam Sahasresha. Very few are looking for the Supreme Lord. I want to know the absolute truth. Who is looking for it? It's only Mahaprabhu's mercy. He's sending a floodgate, opening the floodgates. Whether you like it or not, still you are forced to hear about ultimate truth. Forcefully being given. Otherwise, how many of us desire, I just want to know what the ultimate goal of life. I'll do anything for it. Very rare. That is why Mahaprabhu's mercy is so great. So Lord Shiva was very pleased. And he appeared. And it is described. His form is described. Very beautiful. Tapta hema nikaya abham shitikantham trilochanam. What is his? How does Lord Shiva look? Tapta hema nikaya abham. Abha means bodily luster was. Tapta hema nikaya. Molten gold. Generally, Lord Shiva is seen as whitish color or bluish, they show. But actually, it's like molten gold. Some people may see Lord Shiva in different mood, like Amaraj is also seen. Depends where you see him. If you see him in his office, after doing all nonsense, when you go to Yamaraj, Yamaloka, in Naraka Loka, there you will see a different mood of Yamaraj. Color may be different, everything, mood may be different. And when you see him in Bhagavatam, when he has come to hear Bhagavatam as one of the Mahajans, it's in a different mood. So, Taptahema Nikayabham, Shitikantham, blue neck, and Trilochanam, three-eyed. And why is Dharmavatsala? Like Krishna is called as Bhaktavatsala, is Dharmavatsala. Dharmavatsala means those who are actually trying to sincerely try pursue the path of Dharma is very much attracted to them. Anyway, a lot of things to be said, I can go on, but then. Okay, I will just see. Let us. The whole point of mine was, if you want to know a person, you have to know his heart. So let us know Lord Shiva's heart. He's speaking his heart out. By seeing the Prachetas, he's so pleased. Sri Rudra Uvacha. Lord Shiva said, you are all sons of King Prachina Barhi, and I wish good all good fortune to you. I also know that you what you are going to do, and therefore I am visible to you just to show my mercy upon you. Prabhupada explains in the purport. He's saying, just to show my mercy. And when will someone automatically on his own come and show mercy? When he's pleased. And when is he pleased? Because he knows what your intentions are. That you don't want any of this thing of the world. You want to know the Supreme Lord. You want to know the ultimate truth. And you're ready to pay the price. We have to be convinced, Prabhupada says in the purport, that if we simply want to worship and please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the demigods are going to be supportive. They will shower their mercy. They will give all encouragement. We have to be convinced. They will give all their blessings. Lord Shiva is telling, you don't have to go to them. They will come to you to give your blessings. One of his expansion is Lord Hanumanji. Yeah, you can go every Saturday to Hanumanji and please him. He will give you what you want. But if you chant the name of Lord Shiva, Lord Ram, Yatra Yatra Raghunatha Kirtanam, Tatra Tatra Kritamastakanjalim, Vashpavari Paripurna Lochanam, Marutim Namatarakshakantakam. Oh, Maruti will come and stand beside you, dance beside you, if you're chanting the glories of his worshipable Lord. So similarly, when Lord Shiva saw the mood of the Prachetas, that they're actually wanting to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he actually came and wanted to show his mercy. He's wanting to give mercy, unasked for. And then he says, Lord Shiva continued, any person who is surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the controller of everything, material nature as well as the living entity, is actually very dear to me. I will read the original Sanskrit which Lord Shiva spoke. The second part of this verse. Bhagavantam Vasudevam Prapannaha Sapriyohime. He says, Yaparam Ramhasa Saksha Trigunatita. Or any of the Jivas. Lord Shiva is not a Jiva. Tattva is a very special personality. Much above any of us can ever imagine. Even above Brahma, who is another perfected living being. And he is telling, Bhagavantam Vasudevam Prapannaha. That personality who is completely prapannaha, surrendered to Bhagavantam, who? Vasudevam. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate Vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlava. Very rare that people really want to understand what is the ultimate absolute truth. And did you do anything to achieve and understand that? Bahunam chat takes millions of lifetimes. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana para sudurlabha. Very, very rare. And such rare souls were the prachetas. And therefore Lord Shiva personally came. In fact, in the Daksha Yagya, when Daksha walks in, everyone stands up except Lord Brahma, his father, and Lord Shiva. But foolishly Daksha says, my son-in-law is not standing up. Because bodily relationship, he married Parvati, who was the daughter of, not Parvati, sorry, Dakshayini, who was the daughter of Daksha. My son-in-law is not standing up. But he may be your son-in-law. If an MLA's daughter gets married to the Prime Minister, and then the MLA goes to Parliament House, should the Prime Minister stand up? Yes or no, you decide. I don't. When he comes home, okay. But he's the Prime Minister. It's very, some kind of material example. But it's like that. And also, Lord Shiva says that I am completely Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabbitam. I am completely absorbed in offering obeisances to the Supreme Lord and all the living entities through him. And therefore, I didn't feel the need. I was absorbed. But because he is so egoistic, Daksha, he said, what was this? He didn't stand up. Actually, Lord Shiva had no need for him to stand up. Because Vasudeva Shabditam, he was totally absorbed. And therefore, when he sees someone else, Bhagavantam Vasudevam Prapannaha Sapriyohime, such a person is actually very dear to the Lord. Others may also worship Lord Shiva. There are so many people who worship Lord Shiva. As a formality, he reciprocates. He's not pleased with them. But when a devotee of the Supreme Personality of God approaches him, he is very pleased. Because in one place he is acting on it as a function. He is performing his function. You came and did the perform the austerities, I pay you some. I give you the reward. But in another place, there is no kind of reward itself. There is no asking. He is just coming. Oh, we have something in common. Then there is a very sweet relationship. Sapriyohime. That is this. And then Lord Shiva tells, you are all devotees of the Lord, and as such I appreciate that you are all respectable. You are as respectable as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Just see how Lord Shiva sees a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. You are all devotees of the Lord, and as such I appreciate that you are all as respectable as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. I know in this way that the devotees also respect me and that I am dear to them. Thus, no one can be as dear to the devotees as I am. There is no false ego. Clear cut statement. He says, because the devotees are as dear to me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know for the devotees, I am as dear as anyone can be. It is a fact. Naturally, for a lover of the Lord, whomever the Lord loves, devotee also love. Naturally, spontaneously, automatically. So therefore, the devotees of the Lord love Lord Shiva and approach him only for one reason. Gopis approached Lord Shiva. Gopis approached Katyayini, Durga also. They performed the Katyayini Vrat. Lord Shiva in Vrindavan, in the rasa, he is standing there as Gopishwar. And we approach Gopishwar Mahadev and pray, please give us love of God, love of Krishna. The gopis approach Lord Shiva for only one purpose, give us love of Krishna. They approach Katyayini for the same purpose. They perform Katyayini Vrat for the same purpose. He wants Krishna. Now I shall chant one mantra which is not only transcendental, pure and auspicious, but is the best prayer for anyone who is aspiring to attain the ultimate goal of life. When I chant this mantra, please hear it carefully and attentively. Idam viviktam japtavyam. I'm going to give you a mantra. Pavitram, it is very pure. Mangalam, very auspicious. In fact, Lord Shiva, Shiva means auspicious. Mangalam and Param, it is very, very completely transcendental. Nishreyasakaram. Nishreyasakaram means it gives you the ultimate benefit. Chapi shruyatam tadvadami vaha. Please hear it attentively. So, and what follows, this mantra, Shiva is also one of the head of the four sampradayas, Rudra Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, or Vallab Sampradaya. The origin founder of that is Lord Shiva. And therein, they have this mantra, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama, many other. So, he says, I am going to give you a mantra, which is Pavitram Viviktam, very confidential, very special. He doesn't give it to anyone who comes to him because they are absorbed in what they want. Already they know what they want. They are very clear. I want this. So he gives them, that's all, pacifies them. But if you approach, you give me what you think is best. Idam Viviktam. I am going to give you something very confidential. Pavitram, Mangalam, Param, Nishreyasakaram. But one must accept it here attentively. One must accept this and practice it very attentively. And what follows is a series of prayers called Rudra Geet, wherein the Lord, His different manifestations, His relationship with the whole cosmic manifestation, how the creation goes on, what are the different beautiful forms in which He reciprocates, how devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the perfect, etc., is described very, very elaborately. And for those of you who are interested, on this auspicious day, they can read 4th canto, chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. But let us reach the conclusion because we have already crossed time. So in conclusion, he says, Idam japata bhadramvo vishuddha nrupanandanaha swadharma anutishthanto bhavatya arpitashayaha. My dear sons of the king, just execute your occupational duty as kings with a pure heart. Just chant this prayer, fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. That will bring you all good fortune, for the Lord will be very much pleased with you. Two things he is telling. Number one, just execute your occupational duty with a pure heart. Doesn't matter where you are, as Lord Brahma also says, sthane sthita shrutigatam danuvang manubhir. Just be situated wherever you are and continue your occupational duty with a pure heart. Just chant this prayer, fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. That will bring you all good fortune. For the Lord will be very much pleased with you. Ultimately, the perfection of life is samsiddhir haritoshanam. If the Lord is pleased, that is the perfection. In this world, what is perfection? Real perfection is this. I would like to read Prabhupada's purport to this. The real purpose of life is to become a devotee of the Lord. It does not matter where one is situated, whether one is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, American, Englishman, Indian, etc. One can execute devotional service anywhere and everywhere in the material existence simply by offering prayers unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra is also a prayer because it's come in the same parampara. For a prayer, what is a prayer? Prayer means automatically it involves two things. A person who is praying and a person who is offering, being offered the prayer. Immediately it shows that I am helpless, I am fallen, I am insignificant, and I take shelter of the Supreme Personality. An egoistic person cannot pray. Kirtaniya Sadahari. One can only constantly chant when a person is very humble. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra is also a prayer. For a prayer addresses the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his name and invokes good fortune by petitioning the Lord to allow one to engage in his devotional service. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra also says, "My dear Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Ram, O energy of the Lord Hare, kindly engage me in your service." Although one may be situated in a lowly position, he can execute devotional service under any circumstance, as stated, "Ahaituki apratihata." And then, lastly, Lord Shiva says, long thing, but I just chose these two verses to conclude. "Therefore, O sons of the king, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari is situated in everyone's heart. He is also within your hearts. And therefore, chant the glories of the Lord and always meditate upon him continuously." Kirtaniya sada harihi. So, this is his essential instruction. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Karabhajana Rishi explains, glorifying how to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this age, in the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are approaching Gaur Purnima. It says, it is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, how to worship this personality, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He says, "Dhyayam Sada." The only way to worship him is, doesn't matter, "Tatrarpitani mata smaranena kalaha." Don't worry about the time, the place, the circumstance. Simply remember him by chanting his holy name. Dhyayam Sada. He taught that. Kirtaniya Sadahari. It's very simple in this age to worship the Supreme Lord. Dhyayam Sada. Paribhavagnam abhishtadoham tirthaspadam shivavirinchinutam sharanyam bhrityartiham pranatapala bhavabdipotam vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. Ultimately, pleasing the Lord means surrendering to his lotus feet. Vande Mahapurusha, Mahaprabhu we say. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. Ultimately, the goal of life is to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So, how do we take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in Kali Yuga? The first is Dhyayam Sada. Always remember the Lord by chanting the name of the Lord. Dhyayam Sada. Paribhava Gnam. Paribhava. This world is eventually will defeat us. Nobody has been able to conquer this in this world. Where are all the Hitlers? Where are all the Roman Empire, Greek Empire, this empire, that empire? All were riding the wave of time thinking sun will not set in the British Empire. Now sun doesn't rise in the British Empire practically. So, paribhava gnam. Paribhava means this material world. Eventually all of us are defeated. Dust, we have to bite the dust. But paribhava gnam, it defeats material existence. It defeats material existence. Paribhavagnam and Abhishta Doham. Whatever is ultimate desire of the soul, Krishna Prema, which will satisfy Doham. It will give us. Simply chanting the holy name of the Lord from wherever, whatever situation we are situated. If we do that with a pure heart, perform our occupation wherever we are and continue to chant the holy name, that is taking shelter of the Lord, then paribhavagnam, material world cannot affect us. The dualities of the world cannot affect us from our performance of devotion service. Any situation of life, abhishta doham, it will give us the ultimate perfection of Krishna prema. Tirthaspadam, wherever you are situated, at the lotus feet of that Supreme Lord, all the holy places are located. You don't need to travel, if it is not possible, to any holy places. I know one lady in one village named Tula, away from Moscow, 20 hours, 4 hours away from Moscow. She has never left her village. She is a very poor lady. In her village, she grows something in her farm, cooks some nice prasad, distributes khichdi in that village. She has Gaurnita deities at home. She is the most blissful lady I ever saw. Really. Completely satisfied and happy. When she came to know that one disciple of Radhanath Swami has come, because she has taken initiation from Maharaj many years ago, somehow. So she says, I will never be able to see Maharaj. I know he will never come here. But if I see his representative, it's as good as seeing him. And she came and she fell flat. I was so embarrassed. Old lady, 60-year lady. She fell flat. And I knew what was her mood. I don't know. I just sat on the sofa. She was sitting like this with, you know, kneeling down. And pouring her heart out, whatever she would tell the Lord or Guru Maharaj, whatever. I heard the whole thing. When she finished, then I picked her up, made her sit on the sofa. I fell flat at her feet. I said, you are like my worshipable mother. I did the service. I accepted everything. Okay, and I will communicate. Now you hear my prayer. I said, I wish... you are actually in Russia in some village, but you are actually in Mayapur Dham. 24 hours. Because of your consciousness, you are worshipping Gaurnitai. You are cooking very nice in your situation. There was a small, she has some little fields. She's alone. She grows some nice grains, cooks it. She offers it. And she feeds the village people. And there was no rain in that area. Only her field was always green. I don't know how. Everyone came and asked, how is it so green? What do you do? She pointed to Gaurnitai. They are taking care of this. Amazing lady. Tirthaspadam. So for those who are actually sincerely serving the Lord, wherever they are, all the holy places are manifest at those lotus feet. Tirthaspadam, Shiva Virinchinutam. These feet are not ordinary feet. They are worshipped by Shiva, Lord Shiva, and Virinchi, Lord Brahma. Brahma as Haridas Thakur and Shiva as Advaitacharya worship the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shiva Virinchinutam, and therefore Sharanyam. They are the only place where we get real shelter. Sharanyam. Shiva Virinchinutam Shar. Bhritya Artiham. Bhritya Artiham. All our Bhritya, whoever serves them, Arti, all their miseries completely is removed from their heart. Bhritya Artiham. Pranatapala. Whom does he take shelter of? Not those who completely, you know, like do all the. Once if you fall at their feet. Once, ekbar dekhle chokhe jal, gaur bole nitai den sakala samma. If you once follow the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant the name of Gauranga, Nityananda Prabhu says, Balaram, he says, I will take care of you, don't worry. Sakala sambhala, mai sab sambhal lunga, chinta mat karo.
गौर बोले एक बार देख ले चखे जल. इफ वंस नित्यानंद प्रभु सीज है ही चैंटिंग द लॉर्ड ऑफ नेम ऑफ गौरा फॉलिंग एट हिज फीट एंड सेड गौरा गौरा ओनली वंस एंड आफ्टरवर्ड्स यू फॉरगेट ऑल्सो ही विल नॉट फॉरगेट. गौर बोले निताय देन सकल संभाल ही विल टेक केयर. सो प्रणतपाल भवाब्धि पोतम एंड व्हाट आर दोज लोटस फीट व्हाई दे आर शरण्यम बिकॉज दोज लोटस फीट इजीली हेल्प यू टू क्रॉस ओवर द ओशन द एंडलेस ओशन ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ. त्वत्पाद पोतेन महत्कृतेन कुर्वन्ति गोवत्स पदम. Lord Brahma says in 10th canto, Tvat pada pote. Pota means boat. Tvat pada potena mahat kritena kurvanti govatsapadam. Then the vitil ocean becomes water contained in the hoof print of a calf. And what is this? Mahat kritena. What has been given to us by the great souls in parampara? What are they giving? They are giving us the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord through the holy name, through the books, through the association, through the deities. All these are nothing but different ways of taking shelter. Dheyam sada. Simply remember the Lord always. Chant his holy name. Wherever you are situated, continue to perform your service with a pure heart. Kurva Mahat Kritena. शिव विरिंचिनुतम प्रत्यार्थिहम प्रणतपाल भवाब्धिपोतम वंदे महापुरुषते चरणारविंद. सो इन दिस वे द रियल हार्ट ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा इज सीन इन दिस एंड इट्स अ ब्यूटिफुल पास्ट टाइम वेयर इट्स सो इंटरेस्टिंग. द होल पास्ट टाइम इज परफॉर्म बाय लॉर्ड शिवा टू ग्लोरिफाई हिज वर्शिपेबल लॉर्ड एंड द होल पास्ट टाइम इज परफॉर्म बाय लॉर्ड विष्णु टू सिंपली प्योरली In a very special way, in a very unique way, glorify Lord Shiva's ultimate glory as the super Dhira Purusha, and simultaneously his heart is revealed. How is Dhira? That even having gone through such an embarrassing situation, anyone will feel little hesitation to come in front of others. You know, I ran in front of you, in front of a lady, you know. Sorry, huh? Nothing. He's blissful. He's chanting. There's no shame. It's not that he was shameless, not like that. But he actually said, wow, look at my Lord. How wonderful is he? How glorious is he? So if you see this is simply each one trying to glorify their unique qualities. श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की श्री शंकर भगवान की यथाय गौर प्रेमानंद. थैंक यू वेरी मच. हरे कृष्ण.